Chapter 10. Meanwhile, Talaskar was asleep and breathing softly in the slave's room. Tarzan shook her gently. "Hurry, we must leave now," he told her. "We have killed Kelfastaban, but more guards will come." Despite her fear, Talaskar knew this was her only chance. They crept away and followed the tunnels back to the door. The prince was waiting for them. "We need a ride now," suggested Tarzan. "Let us find the king's stables. It is much better to have the fastest deer." Tarzan had no fear now. He was filled with excitement. He was prepared to face any challenge or difficulty. He had to rescue the prince and Talaskar and then take them to their home. The stables were next to the king's dome, and Tarzan and the prince attacked the guards and killed them. There were plenty of deer, and they chose particularly big and strong ones. They wore blankets with crowns on them. These were the king's own deer. "We must jump the walls," Tarzan told them. "I saw a path leading towards the forest. This will be the best place." The three friends were frightened but excited. Talaskar had never been outdoors and looked everywhere. She looked at the moon, the forest, and the sky. "Now is our moment," Tarzan told them. "As fast as you can, follow me." Only the moon saw them as the deer jumped high over the wall and took them towards freedom. They travelled further and further away from the land of the Veltopismacusians. As morning came and the sun rose, they began to reach a place they knew. "We are nearly home," announced Prince Komodo Florensel. "My father will be delighted to see us." And he was. There was a wonderful celebration and feast. The king thought his son and Tarzan were dead and would never return. He welcomed Talaskar, who could not believe all the fascinating things in the world. She felt like she was born again into her real home. Meanwhile, the king had a surprise for Tarzan. "We have found something of great importance for you," he told Tarzan. "It is a gold necklace we got when we shot a vulture. It is very special, and I think you should have it." Then he held up a gold locket. It was Tarzan's gold locket. "It is my own necklace. Look, these are my parents," he said proudly as he opened it. "They remind me of home. I have no relations, but the jungle is still my home." "I respect your wishes," the king told him. "Home is important to us all. My son is back home. Talaskar has found a new home, and you too must go home. But stay a little while with us. We are so grateful to you, Tarzan. You are family to us." Tarzan smiled at the king, Talaskar, and Prince Komodo Florensel. "Of course I will stay. I will stay until I grow big again. Then there will be more adventures for me, Tarzan of the Apes."